A few months ago, when we were in the thick of the impeachment hearings, a friend of mine sent a video to me through Instagram. It was a man wearing a t-shirt and jeans in his bedroom, holding a microphone and standing in front of a keyboard, singing his heart out. We gotta learn to love each other. This man brought me, and obviously based on a number of likes, thousands of others, a moment of sheer joy. We were watching someone unabashedly reveling in the joy of creating music. His name is Mark Rubier, and he's an electronic musician and YouTuber originally from Dallas, Texas, who has amassed hundreds of thousands of fans through his mini living room concerts. And Mark Rubier joins me now here at NPR West. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Tanya. It's great to be here.
So for those who can't see, you've got a whole setup here. You brought your keyboard. We're going to jam, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
This is NPR, okay? So let that be the most that
heck,
you curse.
Heck yes. National public yes.
So for those who don't know, you went from recording these videos in your bedroom and living room to becoming this viral sensation. What was that like for you?
It's very bizarre. It's very bizarre. I mean, this was something that I was doing while I was working a job at a call center, you know, entertaining myself, really hoping for maybe something in the distant future, but, you know, very dim lights on that. Eventually, I lost that job and I started playing local gigs in Dallas, where I'm originally from.
Yeah.
From there, things just slowly progressed. And a few months later, I was in New York, and then, I don't know, man, it's just really odd. It's just odd to be here doing an interview with NPR. The whole thing's very weird, but I'm happy about it.
Let's talk a little bit about how you got here, though. So I read that you started playing piano at age 4.
Yes, that's right.
Classically trained until you were 15.
Yes.
Studied at the famed Booker T. Washington School of the Performing Arts in Dallas.
That's
where
right.
Erykah Badu also went to school there.
Yes.
What was the point where you decided to start posting videos? And actually, it's a very specific type of engagement with the audience, because oftentimes you are listening to what they want from you and then responding by just on the fly putting together a piece of music.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's sort of the, I guess, my selling point, if you want to call it that, the thing that makes my concerts something that hopefully people want to come back to, and the live streams that I do, is everything is made up from scratch, just off the top of the head. And the way I do that online is I take callers. I have a number up on the screen that people can call. I have conversations with strangers, and then they provide me with a topic to make a song about.
Yeah.
And then I make a song about that. Sometimes it sucks. Sometimes it's not so bad. But generally, there's always food there to eat musically.
Food to eat musically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I do that right now? Can I give you a topic and then just start talking? Well, you know, we're down to two people in the primary election.
Oh, man.
We've got two guys, Senator Bernie Sanders Vice President Joe Biden.
Joseph Biden.
Yes.
Yeah.
There were all of these people, and now they're just two.
Oh, my God. It happened fast, didn't it?
It did.
All right. We want to do something about that?
Let's do it.
One and two. One and two. We've got two choices. Ba-poop-pa. Bernie Biden. 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 Got to make a decision, baby. How? Got to make a choice. I think it's pretty simple. Just vote for Bernie, baby. You gotta come on, baby. Vote for Bernie right now. We need your help. Or Biden is another choice. But yo, it's Bernie in this thing. Yo, it's Bernie all the way. Feel the burn. 2020 in this thing. L.A. Hey, I'm coming up with political stuff. I don't know what I'm talking about, and that's the funny part. I'm just saying names and choosing a person. Yo, it's Bernie Sanders. Is Bernie ever gonna make a choice?
And you said you weren't political.
I mean, I'm political in the most basic sense.
You know what is so fascinating about you is that obviously you're a talented musician. I mean,
thank you.
But you also embrace the absurd.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
That is the show. That is the show 100%. It always has been. I hope it always is to a degree because, I don't know. I think there are a lot of musicians who are very gifted and who can take themselves and their art very seriously. I've never thought of myself that way. I take the music seriously. It should sound good, at least. But the message, I don't know. It should always be either very happy or very silly and ridiculous.
Yeah.
For me.
So there are those silly things, but some of your songs, like Twitter Page, which is one of my favorite, they're actually really insightful. It's sort of like social commentary.
Mm. I've never thought about it that way, but maybe it is.
Well, in particular, Twitter Page, you know, the song ends in a certain way, but it really starts with, like, we have these images of ourselves. We have what we present to society. Yeah. Here's my Twitter page. Here's what I have on my Twitter page.
Right.
You feel like you know that person. Maybe you're attracted to that person. Your song kind of illustrates this.
For sure. Yeah.
Can you do a little bit of Twitter Page?
Oh, yeah. We can try and make it up.
Right. Let's see. I like your Twitter page. Got some nice stuff on your Twitter page. It's looking good on your Twitter page. Lots of writing on your Twitter page. I saw your tweet last night. Love the way it looks on your Twitter page. I saw your tweet this afternoon. Love the way it looks on your Twitter page. I'm really interested in what you have to say.
That was about it, I think.
That was just about it. That was just about it. What's with the outfits that you wear? Oftentimes, you have your robe on.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have, there was one video where you actually had a police badge on.
Yeah.
Along with a t-shirt.
Oh, boy. Well, recently there have been a lot of robes. And that came about just as a result of me touring and making a couple videos in robes. I like wearing robes when I'm home. It's just comfortable. People have turned that into a little baby meme on the internet. And then slowly but surely over the next couple tours, people started coming to the shows in robes.
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah. And now it's become this sort of like cabaret burlesque thing where at some point in the show, the robe is coming off. And, you know, half the show is done in my underwear.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. It probably won't be that way forever. But that's the way it is right now. I'm thinking maybe on the next tour I'll wear, like, really well-tailored suits.
Ooh.
Might still take it off, but...
You have a couple of albums already, and they seem to be paying homage, at least on the surface, on the covers, to your father.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Tell us about him.
Well, he was an incredible human. He was Parisian, born in Paris, born and raised, about as thick a French accent as you can imagine. Very charismatic, huge energy, big flirt, married to my mom for 48 years before he passed. And his passing sort of coincided with me starting to do this music thing professionally. He had always told me for years and years that I need to be the one on stage. I need to be the one singing. I need to get out there and do it, push it, keep going. I always resented him for that when I was younger because I just wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to do that.
Mm.
But as he slipped sort of into dementia, which is what he passed from, I found myself becoming attracted to that. The saddest thing is that he never got to see any of this.
Yeah. What year did he die?
He died at the end of 2018. And he just would have loved this,
yeah.
You know? And I miss him a lot.
This is sort of a big question, but it really brings it back to what you brought for me and my friend sending me a video of yours, is that you just kind of bring about this levity and joy, but there's also a talent there and there's mm-hmm. a depth there, even if it's just coming off the cuff for you.
Yeah.
Have you heard that from other folks? And is that why you do it?
I hear from a lot of people that what I'm doing with this is brings them something valuable, like brings them like a joy or comfort in times of depression and crisis. And I'm sort of a comfort in that way. And that is just incredible to me. Not something I ever anticipated being a part of this show, but it is. And that has informed the music that I'm making now. I find myself making music on positivity and encouragement, like big, big, happy love stuff. You got this. I believe in you. You can do this. You know, like, it's something. It's really something.
It's the power of music.
I suppose it is. Yeah.
That's Mark Rubbier, electronic musician and YouTuber. This is such a pleasure. Can we jam out some more?
Oh, yeah. You want to do a jam?
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Never give up on your dreams. You better never give up on your dreams. Never give up, baby. Never give up.